Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey there, retailers. Today's episode was recorded live on my Facebook page, and there were a lot of comments about it, a lot of discussion around it, and we'll get to that in just 1 minute. I first wanted to do a little shout out to let you know that our 2021 Level Up and Accelerate Mastermind group for creative shop owners is now open for new member applications. We actually only have 3 spots available. It's a private small group of mastermind meets mentoring. We do coaching and we meet together every 2 weeks as a group. I will share information on that mastermind application and how it works on the show notes. It's a fantastic group of retailers, small group. They make big things happen. They work together. It's a crazy, awesome thing that I just love supporting. And again, as of recording of this episode, we only have 3 spots left for the 2021 Mastermind. And I would love to see your application come through. It's a first come, first serve application. And just a few questions you have to answer. We would love for you to inquire about it. If you have any questions, please reach out to me and I will answer anything you may have. So you can reach me through my website at wendybatten.com, or you can get me through the show notes. We'll have a link to connect to me. So let's get going. Today, we're going to talk about the one big thing that all retailers really should be doing right now. And this is if you are a one-woman show at the booth space or a maker, an artisan, right through if you have multiple stores or large franchise businesses, this is going to make a big difference to you. So please feel free to jump over and join in the conversation over on my Facebook page as well. Grab a copy. Let's go. Hey there, friends. Hey there, retailers. I'm here today live to talk to you about a topic that nobody wants to talk about and remind you of one big thing that we should be doing right now. Communicating with your customers right now. Again, more than ever, 2020 is hitting us again. In a lot of different places, things are going a little bit crazy again. Second waves or surge or whatever we're calling them are causing a little bit of discomfort in a lot of retailers' worlds right now. We're seeing this all over the world. Everybody's going through different things. And yes, I'm going to talk about pandemic a little tiny bit. I just got off a coaching call with my retailers' inner circle, and we were talking about how it's important or why it's important to make sure our customers feel safe. We cannot tell them that enough. And the conversation also went to Facebook being a little bit down and the reach is down and some people are leaving Facebook and is this the way to go? And we'll do a whole podcast on that very shortly. But we want to talk today about communicating directly with our customers right now. And one thing we should be doing as often as possible is communicating to them that we are going to keep them safe, or how we're operating, or what we can do to serve them, how we are there for them. And one of the key tools is your email list. Whether you have 10 people on that list or 10,000 people or more on your list, it's important to communicate with that with them. Right now, again, more than ever, because of social media's reach, we are all seeing a decline in the reach. And I'd love to know, and let me know if you're seeing any kind of engagement, maybe a little dip in your engagement, maybe a little dip in your foot traffic. Let your customers know in other ways. This is why we build email lists. If you haven't started building an email list, just start now. Stop beating yourself up. Just start now. There's several ways you can start, with your customers, whether you have an e-commerce site, you can grab those emails in store. We can start all kinds of different ways, and we will cover that on a future podcast. But right now I want to talk to you about why it's important, because I get a lot of resistance from retailers when I tell them or I share with them that emailing is key. And I want to just sort of step back and share a funny, not a funny story with you, but a customer of mine is trying really hard to promote a new product in her store. And she's like, nobody knows I have it. They come in and everybody's surprised. She's been talking about it on Facebook a little tiny bit, but she hasn't emailed anybody. She hasn't emailed her list. So one email later, explaining about, you know, this awesome new product that she brought in, this new line that she brought into her shop. And guess what happened? Everybody came in, and she doesn't have a huge list. But the following, you know, few weeks, she's like, oh, it worked. Everybody came in. If you are not emailing your customers, you're leaving money on the table. Now, the next question is, how often do I email? What do I email? I don't like emails. You know, you are not your customer, first of all. And there's several reasons why we should be emailing them. First of all, it keeps you top of mind. So I get emails from some people. I might not open every one of them. I try to, because I understand the significance of that. But at least I see them coming in. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's that store I really like. And then when I think of product that I need, guess what I think of? That store. Again, one of them is a shoe store. So I don't buy shoes all the time. But guess what? When I buy shoes, I see that shoe store come in, you know, regularly with their promotions. I click on that and there we go. I buy almost all my shoes from that one store. The second thing is, again, the social media drop. And not everybody's on social media. I do not believe there'll be a mass exodus of Facebook, by the way, but it is important to realize that some people have just stepped away a little bit from that, and Facebook is not sharing. We have been outshined or whatever by all of the topics and all of the craziness that's been going on in the world, so your posts might not be reaching as many people. That's what's happening right now. For a lot of you, some of you may be fine with your reach, but again, send your emails. If they gave you an email, they want to hear from you. The third reason is, you know, how are you going to tell people about these new products and these new promotions if they're not on Facebook? Like, let's stop using Facebook as our only communication tool for our customers. Let's pretend that is not everybody's there, because they're not. How else are we going to tell people? Let's send them our emails. So if your emails are useful, valuable, interesting, helpful, they will be open. You know, ask yourself every time you are sending out an email. So what do I send? I have a lot of retailers that say, what do I send in my emails? Just that. What can you send your customers to let them know that you're excited about in your store? It's not buy my things. This is not what we do. It's like, we've been busy around here. Look what's going on. You know, here's what's going on in the store. You can send your customers from your email to a Facebook post. Maybe you did a really great project and you want to show them the how-to, or maybe you did a demo, a Facebook Live demo. You can take that link and send them to that Facebook link. Say, we did a really great live the other day. Do you want to see how to do whatever? Or we have a new product. Here's what it is. Looking for ideas for, you know, your DIY or in your life, or looking for ideas for your spouse, or looking for ideas for people you have to buy. Here's some new products we have in shop. Make them helpful. I personally love when somebody takes the brain work out for me, like, oh, I didn't know they had that, or this is a cool idea. You know, seven uses for product A, B, and C. Stocking stuffers for, you know, whoever, whatever you can do, think of it from a point of view of being helpful to your customer. Just like we always recommend, even when you're selling in store, it always comes from a place of service. So your emails can be super helpful. Share a story, share about what's going on around the store. It is also a really great time to remind people that you are an independent retailer. It's a great time to remind people, hey, we're over here. You shop with us. We have this great online shop, or we have curbside pickup, or we have whatever. Please, please, please be communicating with them and letting them know what you're doing, especially those of us that are independent small retailers. Remind people that you're there, and then they might not go to Amazon or Walmart or wherever if they're going to shop online. Like, oh, I didn't know she had an online store. I didn't know she was doing curbside pickup. Oh, I forgot about this little shop. This is what we hear a lot. A lot of my retailers say, oh, I forgot. Our people forgot we were even here. So do not worry about sending too many emails. I would be sending now through the holidays at least one a week. There are weeks you're going to want to send more. And it's not too many. You will have a few people that, you know, that love you and may still unsubscribe. That's just, they don't want to communicate, you know, via email. That's fine. the more you send, the more unsubscribes you'll get. Don't panic about the unsubscribes. That's okay. The benefit of it will outweigh any unsubscribes that you get. You will be top of mind. You will be thought of. You will be helpful. You are serving your customers. I also want to remind you, when you're sending emails to your customers, send it to the customer. Try to personalize. Most emails you can personalize, like, hey, Wendy, you know, and you have my first name, so you can send that. If you can't, that's fine, but try remembering that you're sending your email to be helpful to me. Just remember, it's not just a sales email. This is not what we're sending. We want to send something helpful. Think of a customer specifically, like think of your ideal customer, one of your favorite customers, and send that email to her. Like write it out as if you're sending it to her or to him, and you will find it a lot easier to write your emails. So it's so important for us to be communicating also right now more than ever how you are serving, how you're keeping people safe. If you are going through a time where some stores are open, some stores are closed, or a lot of people are hesitant maybe to go out, depending where you are. I know this isn't everywhere, but it's growing again. I know we don't want to talk about it, but it's a reality. If you are in that position, be the leader, be the CEO of your business, be the boss. Be the good human that is saying, okay, we got this. We are going to take care of you. We're being safe. Here's how we're doing it. Let me know. Reassure me. Also, here's how we're keeping it easy for you. We have curbside. We have this. We have that. Whatever it is you're doing, call us, talk to us. Here's some pictures. Whatever it is, think about your customer and think about how they're feeling, what they're doing, what they're thinking. I know I say it a lot. And then communicate that through your emails. And again, it doesn't have to be this long, drawn out, crazy, epic email that you rewrite 17 times and just get it done. Put it on your schedule to write an email every week during the holidays and more if you can during Black Friday, Cyber Monday. If not, you are leaving money on the table. And I don't want you to leave money on the table. We need to make things easy and good. And we need to make our money during this quarter. This is our time to shine. So let's communicate with our customers with using email, still using your Facebook. Facebook is still there, but remembering that, you know, because of that drop a little bit in engagement, your email list is a gold list. So again, whether you have 10 or 10,000 or a million people on your list, it's really important. Those 10 people still want to hear from you and that list will grow. We'll talk more in future episodes on how we can grow our email list. And your emails need to be useful, valuable, interesting, and helpful. So think of that as you're doing your emails and think of talking to one of your ideal client, like your favorite client. You know, send your email to me. Write it to me. I want to come shop in your shop. If you think about it that way and how you can be helpful and of service to your customer, and what do I need to hear? I want to hear from you. Customers want to hear from you. They want to shop local more than ever this year. Let's remind them that you're there. Let's remind them that we're independent. It would not hurt to have one of your emails include yourself and your team or your family. You know, talk a little bit about that. That feels good. It's something that you would probably have a conversation in your store with a customer. Oh yes, this is my shop. My husband and I run it. You know, we have three kids and ballet, you know, it's a hard year. Yes. Those are, you know, all awesome things to talk about. So just think about these nice, easy conversations. And then again, being helpful and letting your customers know that you're there. So I hope everybody's doing well. I would love to know, are you sending out regular emails? Feel free to send us an email and visit us over as well too in my free group, my Rockstar Creatives group. We'll be continuing this conversation over there as well. And let me know. All right, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic day. I know things are crazy. I know things are awkward and hard and weird and life is pivoting and turning for a lot of us, but we can get through this. Remember the two things we can control, attitude and effort. So let's make the effort to make this a great fourth quarter and get those emails out. So, all right, my friends, see you soon. Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.